It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Look at me. I'm the greatest. I'm number one.
To me, you look like number two.
What is wrong with you?
What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you?
No, what's wrong with you?
No, what's wrong with you? You're projecting.
Drop it.
You drop it. You stop projecting on me. Why don't you go enjoy yourself while I go ice my balls and spit up blood?
Drop it!
Team player.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Here is our phone number, 877-365-3636. Programming notes for this week.
Go.
Tomorrow on the big program, world-class poker guy. I like this guy. Winner of the 2006 World Series, Jamie Gold. This guy is, that's his real name.
What's his name?
Sure it is.
Jamie Gold.
Really?
Sure it is. This is, I think he was a movie producer. And
of course he was.
Had enough money to sit down at the poker tables and played a lot of poker in his spare time.
How's he
great
stack
at
up
it
with Gabe Kaplan?
He's I think he might be better than Gabe Kaplan.
Jamie Gold.
We'll
production
address this.
All I know is this guy's sitting at the World Series tables
very
now.
Nice.
And
we're
Gabe
here.
Kaplan's doing the color commentary.
Sure.
Also on Wednesday's show, Dick Morris. You remember him. He was in the Clinton administration and then was out of the Clinton administration. And since then has been kind of feuding with the Clintons. He'll be here. He's got a new book out. Also, on Wednesday, we're going to be having our iPod show, which is Your iPod Sucks. The way this is going to work, the listeners and we will be in here interactively dealing with our iPods. We'll be probably keeping songs on as long as the other people in the room can stand it.
Yeah.
and also, we will give each listener, every time we move on to the next song, we'll give listeners a chance to guess who it was.
I have to make sure I straighten my iPod because, you know, I do the iTunes where it automatically syncs.
Right.
And so if I go a couple weeks, all the audio I bring in for the show.
Everything. I have that too.
Ends up in my iPod.
Oh, very dangerous.
And you don't want to hear that. What you want to hear is the tunage.
You don't want that, Rob.
You don't want that, Mike.
But this will be a combination of the game we used to play, which was Whose iPod Is It Anyway?
Right.
And Your iPod Sucks, which means we're going to be you know, like people would if you were sitting there on iTunes and go, here are my iTunes.
Listen to this.
And somebody go, oh, that sucks.
That
off. And you're like, what are you talking about? And, you know, the arguing ensues.
Your iPod
the one
sucks
thing you
and conveniently, that's on Argument Wednesday.
Is
too
that,
no, it
that
isn't.
The, all right, the iPods will be on shuffle.
Right.
So there's no way to plan out what you're going to play. So, I mean, you could easily.
I'm going
to
edit
up
my iPod then.
I don't know that you should edit. Just make sure that it's nothing that you wouldn't want to hear if you had it on shuffle in your car.
Oh.
Right?
I'm
going
to have to get
mean
rid of all my my light classical.
That's no, you see, I always found that so charming on Who's
No,
iPod. All right,
done anyway.
All right, then I won't F with it. I won't screw around.
You should
but
take
I also
out all that Halloween music that you have
on
there.
Oh, okay, I'll get rid of that. But Catherine, you know, also has some of her Kelly Clarkson on there, too.
Does she have any Miley Cyrus?
I don't think so.
I have a little Miley Cyrus on my iPod, but that's for me.
I'm Wayne LaPierre.
What do you do for a living?
I'm head of the NRA.
Are you happy?
I'm very happy
what's
with the way things have gone.
What's your name again?
My name is Wayne LaPierre.
Let's take a phone call. Sten. Is your name really Sten?
Stan, S-T-A-N, like
okay.
Stan the man.
Stan, all right.
Sure.
Hello, Stan. How are you?
Stan.
I love the Mike O'Mara Show. Have for years.
God bless you.
Thank you. Hey,
We've only been on for 2 months.
I mean, you know, with Don and Mike and
thank you. I know. I'm just kidding. And Joe is chained it. Joe, that is not nice what you did with Stan. He changed your name, Stan. Let me tell you what happened.
Yeah.
On the screen it says S T E N, so I say Sten because you know we've gotten weird names over the years.
I am Stan.
You never know, and then he changes your name to Stain.
Well, the typographical errors ever end.
Used to say that my Stain brother used to call me Stain. That's
Stain. Right. Well, what can we do for you, Stain?
Hey, I saw Get Smart and The Love Guru, my son and I.
Uh-huh.
We laughed out loud maybe 3 times at Get Smart, constantly in The Love Guru.
Oh.
It got such – it just didn't deserve the rap it got. It was really funny stuff.
Well, how many paint chips do you give it?
I will have to actually wait till it comes out. I mean, I might look at it. But really, that's one that when it comes out on pay-per-view – I probably won't get it.
Hey, Stan.
We'll get around.
Yes.
How hard did you laugh when they put Mike Myers' face, his full grown face, on a little boy's body? How great was that?
That was funny.
Yeah.
From this little village of Haran Mattukas in India.
I rest my case.
Different strokes.
And his hello.
Hi.
We're still here. Hey, did you actually not laugh at Steve Carell when he had the dart gun?
There was a few moments in that movie that I laughed out loud, but I mean, it was nothing compared to The Love Guru. I mean, it's,
right.
I mean,
well, then what is?
You know, I have not seen The Love Guru, and I am not going to judge without seeing.
I am.
All I know is every single review that I have seen about The Love Guru says it cannot possibly suck enough.
I hear it's better than Hancock.
We went in expecting it to totally suck, and we love Mike Myers. And we saw Get Smart, and we went in, and we were like, what are these people talking about?
Stan, hold on, Stan. Because really, the bottom line with a comedy, and this goes back even to Dumb and Dumber, the bottom line with a comedy is if you go in with the right attitude,
makes all
the like
difference.
You know it's going to be sucky, and you know it's going to be stupid, mm-hmm. and you walk into the theater, mm-hmm. and you say, I'm just going to laugh at this. I remember I've psyched myself up to enjoy mm-hmm. movies more than I would
sure.
the first time. Mm-hmm. Dumb and Dumber. I actually, you know, the rap on Dumb and Dumber, I remember this when the reviews came out for it, was that, you know, it wasn't that funny, but if you had the right mindset,
right.
go in and see it.
Mm-hmm.
And I did that,
exactly.
and I loved it. I enjoyed it after that.
Stan, when you saw Get Smart, did you have a hard time following the plot? I've heard that it's got a tough plot to follow.
Educated, brother. I'm in grad school, man. I follow the plot perfectly.
All right. Well, then, you know, well, maybe there's a groundswell of cult following of people with the Love Guru.
He passed my trick question, Mike.
Let's go to Chris in Maryland. Chris, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, good day, guys.
Hi, how are you?
Good day.
Good. Hey, a little tidbit about Jamie Gold. When he won the World Series of Poker, the purse was like $12 million. Mm-hmm. And a guy split the entry fee with him and ended up suing him. Because Jamie Gold didn't want to give him any of the money.
Really?
Yeah, and I do not know what happened with that case, but I know that was the case.
Well, rest assured, I will research all of this, and we will ask him about it tomorrow on the show, because it's very cool. And I watched Rounders again over the weekend, so I'm kind of into poker. That's the way that goes.
Gotta be in the mood.
Did you put it in the DVD, or did you find it on a channel?
It was on a channel.
Oh, okay.
It's been all over the cable channels lately.
See, I don't take all the cable. I bet it was on an Encore.
I can't go. Rounders is definitely the go-to right now. I cannot ignore that movie. When that movie is on, I can. And it's always. I always seem to jump in right when they go into the police station.
Right.
Or the Fraternal Order of Police Hall, yep. where they're playing mm-hmm. the poker mm-hmm. game, and they get the crap kicked out of them.
Hard to turn it off.
Let's go to Keith in Lodi. Keith, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you, Keith? And then we got to get the first buzz of the day.
Hey, I didn't get to watch or listen to the show Friday, but I caught up with it Saturday morning on the internet. For the two Asian girls, were they Filipino?
One was, and the other one is half Japanese.
No, Nick was one quarter Japanese. Her father was half Japanese.
My props to Buzz, man. He can pick them.
He's the incredible pimp daddy.
I've been very lucky.
Even though they're not hoas, they're just lovely ladies. Mm-hmm. And, man, it's kicking ass. And, you know, you're having fun with this, right?
Oh, it's great. Yeah. I love these women.
And everybody should know that, you know, Buzz doesn't get paid for this, but he does sleep with every single Buzz babe.
Yeah, Buzz is our station's PD.
It's a trade-off.
Pimp daddy.
Pimp daddy Buzz. Buzz is so happy with this right now.
It's, why not?
I know.
Why wouldn't I be?
And, you know, you're delivering the goods. These are some handsome women we got there, Buzzy.
More on the way.
Let's get our first Buzz of the afternoon, then more fun and more thrills. We're going to play Power of 10 on the show today, and a very, very, very major announcement from Amy Winehouse on the show today.
No kidding.
Concerning her love life. You know, she's been in trouble lately. But,
and she had a hell of a weekend.
It's going to be great. And also, we'll be talking to Mark Rudolph. I already said that on the show.
Can't wait to hear that.
Let's dive in with Buzz Burbank right now.
Well, even though the baggy pants look supposedly passed a couple of years ago, it's a look that's still with us, very much so. And so is the anger that it generates in guys like the new police chief of Flint, Michigan, who's cracking down on low-riding pants that show too much skin.
I would have a great deal of difficulty doing that today.
Doing what?
Like low-riding today. In fact, I wouldn't be able to.
That would be unadvisable for what reason, Mike?
What reason do you think, Buzz?
Are you going commando today?
I am going commando
Ew.
Today. Yes.
Why you?
I don't know.
It's summer, and he feels free.
The lack of laundry?
I had a couple of T-shirts in the laundry that were left in the...
well, that's
in,
not hold, going
listen,
to help you
shut
down
up,
there.
Shut up!
Shh.
I had a couple... God, let me finish what I was going... I've lost my train of thought. Go ahead.
No, you had T-shirts in the dryer.
Yes, and they stayed in... No, they were in the washer, and they stayed in too long, and you know that musty smell they get?
Sure.
And the same time with the boxer shorts that I had.
Sure.
And I went one, two, and then I went, oh, F it.
Yeah, it's summer.
Because I'd rather, you know, go without than have the ones that had the musty smell that need to be rewashed.
I'm wearing three pairs today.
Of course you are.
He's making up.
You know, is that your first time?
No, I'm done.
Yeah,
it's kind of fun.
First,
yeah.
You've never announced it before.
It's maybe not.
Yeah. I am so proud.
That explains the way you're walking the hall.
I forgot to tell you what I was going to tell you about, too, about the whole Carla thing.
You want to do that now?
Yes.
All right, please do.
Well, this is breaking news.
Because I
want
to hear it. I have to say, this is where I don't have focus sometimes.
That's all right.
Look, a spider.
This will keep.
we're just sitting out on the sun porch. And I called Rob last night, too, during our little time out there. And Rob probably knows. Carl and I were enjoying a sip or two of wine.
Yeah, he called to yell at me.
Last night. Yes, I always yell at Rob when I've had a few wines.
Every Sunday night.
Rob, you son of a bitch!
I know. I'll try harder. And I just laugh and hang up. He knows I don't mean it.
He always hangs up on me. Right when I'm getting to the funny part. So one thing leads to that. Carl and I have been, lately, having these long chats out on the sun porch.
Great talks.
You know, the weather gets warm. You can sit outside at night. It's really, really nice out there. And suddenly it got around to, I don't know how it turned to who would you do. Mm. But I said, among my friends, you know, if you, and she goes, no, I don't want to go there. I said, no. And I'm pressing her on
good
it.
For
I said,
her.
No, my circle of friends and my coworkers that I'm around, really, you know, if you had to. I mean, uh-huh. Somebody had a gun to you. Really, who would have been? And she just says, no, I just don't think so. Yeah. And I said, I'm pressing her on it. I said, please tell me, who would you do? And this was the wild card. Chad Dukes.
Oh.
Chad Dukes, who she just met.
She likes the danger.
Is that what it is?
I
don't know what
of.
The hell it is. But that's what she – can you believe that?
Wow. You know, it makes
Chad
sense,
Dukes, all the people I would think she'd go with, you know, some other people.
He's so much like you.
My
nobody loves women more.
My money was on Timmy Obibene. Sure.
Really?
That's a good
no,
guess.
I'm just kidding.
You know
around.
Who you had to put the money on.
Who? Yeah, Buzz. I did. I said Buzz.
Play it safe.
No, she said.
In that race, Buzz is Big Brown.
So who did – oh, you know who Beth Ann and I were talking about it? Beth Ann thought it would be CK.
No, Ann. That's Beth Ann's one.
Yeah, yes, she wants CK.
She's
so,
projecting.
There it is, Beth Ann. That's who it is. I hope I
if
didn't
Carla
surprise you
too much. If Carla
wanted
a bald guy, she'd go after me.
But it was crazy. And then did you
have to
talk? I'm thinking about what happened last night, and I'm keeping this under my hat, and I really shouldn't.
Did you have to name somebody?
Stop the music for a second.
All right.
From her camp.
After this, mm-hmm. here's what happened. Mm-hmm. A buddy of mine. As I told Rob last night, very, very, very dear friend of mine down in Florida has had some health problems. I just found out about it last mm-hmm. night. So we were, you know, kind of having a few pops over that. Or, you know, it's just...
It makes you introspective.
It was something you sure. get introspective, but then the night got a little later, mm-hmm. and then it got a little later, mm-hmm. and then it got a little later. And because it got so late, mm-hmm. we're out like at 1 o'clock in the morning out on my front porch.
A little punchy, maybe.
On the front
porch?
We
moved from the sun porch to, you know, the front porch of my house, that old Victorian.
With a couch and the washing machine on.
Where the, no, don't do shit.
I'm sorry.
This is good.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, this is serious,
everybody's trying
Buzz.
To get the
I'm
funny sorry. Today. It's right. Monday. Okay. We got 3, 4, 5 days to do this,
you
right?
You said porch.
Yes.
A whole week.
So we're sitting out on the front porch, and this is the game we start playing just randomly. Mm. And this is what you do when you're just goofy right. tired. I said, guess the cars. And I said,
game.
Why don't we do this? Guess, no, wait a minute. It gets better. Mm-hmm. For every car that goes by, I said, if you get it wrong, you have to remove an item of clothing.
There on the porch or later?
On the front porch.
Oh, man.
And first of all,
you'd
we
be
have
a disadvantage
the...
today.
We have the light turned completely off. Listen to me. We have the light turned off, uh-huh. so no one, even the cars going by, cannot see.
Dark and private.
The only way they can see is if they were doing a right turn, which is very rare. It doesn't happen that often
of
on the street.
Because the headlights.
Because the headlights, they'll see. But if they're going straight by, uh-huh. it's like there's, you know, it's completely. Completely dark in the front of the house. You can't see anything. And the car, like...
That's kicked. Why your junk was hanging out.
I, like, kicked my ass. Oh. I mean, she waxed me.
So you
it
were
was
naked.
Amazing. We'd say... I said, what's coming? I say it's going to be a truck. I say it's going to be a car. Uh-huh. I say it's going to be SUV. And everything.
Were those the three categories?
It was car, SUV, or truck.
Uh-huh. Could you see the headlights
she
before
would not
you
allow,
ventured a guess?
She would not allow me to claim a win... For truck when it was a van that went
yeah.
by. And I should have gotten that. That should have been one in the W column for me.
Well, what category was a van then?
The van was a van. It would have had to be a separate
fourth category.
Fourth category.
You had to
call so it didn't it. Work. Yeah. But at the very end, after she had kicked my ass.
And you were yes. naked. On the front porch.
I was.
In public.
I was. Not technically.
Okay, I know. It was dark and private, blah, blah,
and
blah.
And I bet her.
America's favorite disc jockey.
I bet her that I would...
I would walk out into the street.
Oh,
and
no.
And I got about halfway down my walkway.
You realize...
Now, wait. This is the wee hours of the morning. No one is awake.
Sure. This is how
Unless
we
my neighbors
up,
are looking out the window.
This is how Buzz and I have to end up ending hosting Best Of on a Monday. What seemed like such a good idea is you naked in your driveway.
It was so...
And then you have to pen an apology that corporate signs off on. You don't want that.
Remember the morals clause?
God. Yeah, you're probably right. Well, it was fun while
he doesn't have a flagpole.
I won't do that again, but, man, you know, that was my evening. That's exactly what happened to me last
night. You'll do it again before Thursday.
You talk about everybody else being wild. It's summer. You've gone wild.
I have.
You're running around naked. You're running around without underwear. You've gone crazy.
What a sight it was. I just thank God none of the neighbors saw me.
With your kids in the house.
No, no. The kids were at my ex-sister-in-law's. Yeah, they were long. No, the kids were long. Gone.
Good.
Drop the kids off Sunday morning. That's I get right. them back this coming Wednesday. So okay. everything was fine
so
with
no
that.
So no more nude games after midnight Tuesday.
No, maybe that's what it was, too. You're just goofy. It was really my initiating this. And
I'm driving by every night now.
And making right turns. Did Carla take right. anything off?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, she did.
Buzz, I'm coming with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure, you're welcome.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, like I said, the baggy pants look mostly gone, but now there's a law, or at least a new police chief in Flint, Michigan, who says he's going to crack down on that. He's ordered
Get it?
All sworn...
Crack down.
Yeah, because of your anal cleft.
Right.
Exactly, Rob. He's ordered all sworn police officers to arrest those fashion violators under the city's disorderly ordinance, which could mean a $500 fine and 3 months in jail.
Disorderlies! Rated PG!
This immoral self-expression goes beyond free speech, says Flint Police Chief David Dix. Designers unveiled their new menswear collections over the weekend in Paris with lots of pink, lots of sequins, lots of silk. That's right, menswear.
I love all the lines. I love the fashion shows, and I love being over there this time of year.
Do you wear them?
I wear everything if it's new and fresh.
Without giving your name, what's your title?
I am the... I run the NRA.
And what's your name?
Wayne LaPierre.
Well, this fashion show, even too gay for Vanity Fair fashion director Michael Roberts, who told the Associated Press, I keep having to pinch myself to remind myself I'm not in the women's show.
Oh, okay. So he thinks it's gone too far.
I've seen the pictures. It's gone too far.
Really?
Yeah, lots of chiffon and yeah. silk and pink.
Yeah, but that's
sequins.
Stuff that we would never wear. Even when they were designing stuff for men, we would never wear that anyway.
You know, I've come to start fancying these T-shirts that you like.
Oh, yeah, that looks very good on you. I was going to comment on that
shirt. I believe
today.
This is the trendy thing. Now, this is the Affliction line.
Yes, it is.
The vastly overpriced T-shirts that you can buy.
Just a touch of commercial goth.
But do they raise money for the afflicted?
I don't think so, but I think it's kind of tied into a whole Ultimate Fighting type of thing, I think.
Is it?
Or I don't know.
Can you stand
I was
so
asking
I
you.
It?
I thought you knew
I
about
thought it was
that.
Satan worship.
It's scary is what it is.
Typical of their T-shirts, it's a gray, a medium gray with black, you know, the Guy of Death, the Guy of Death.
The Grim Reaper?
Yes, Grim Reaper.
Buzz, it's the famous Guy of Death.
The famous Guy
of Death. Oh, my God, we're running late. We got to give us some more. Give us some more,
Look at the time. The U.S. Olympic Games in Beijing could be the most exciting ever now that so many athletes know about Viagra. Well, this apparently not only expands the blood vessels down there, Viagra is also believed to expand them in the lungs, allowing an athlete to take in more oxygen for more energy.
Maybe that's why the swimmers have been able to turn so well.
The world anti-doping
Rob gets the new ding for
Thank
that
you,
one.
Indeed. The world's anti-doping agency is looking into this, but for now, it's not. Viagra not officially classified as a performance-enhancing drug.
Wow.
It is believed to have recently boosted cyclist performances by 40%, but scientists say there's still no hard evidence.
Come on.
Coming up in the Hollywood buzz, what's really wrong with Larry King's wife? And in the final buzz, amusement parks get unamusing. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, you ready to win some cash?
Is it time?
It's time once again. We're going to do it for you, but this time it's going to be tough like all the other times.
Whoa.
Do you have the brain? Do you have the brain that works? We'll find out. We're going to play Power of 10.
Respect it.
America's toughest radio game show.
Respect
877-365-3636. Get on the line right now to get on the air and play Power of 10. And you could win up to, what, $2,000?
I think we had it up to $2,024.
That's serious
that
money.
Yeah.
877-365-3636. We'll play the Power of 10 when we come back.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.